And I'm talking now to Anne Marr from Ballet Ireland. Good afternoon, Anne. How are you?
Good afternoon, Noel. I'm great.
Okay, I just want to ask you, Ballet Ireland, it was established in 1998. It seems like it took a long time for something like this to be set up.
For the company, you mean?
Yes, the company,
Ballet
yeah.
Ireland to be established? Well, yeah. We are operating kind of 15, 16 years now. Mm-hmm. So, in terms of there has been ballet in Ireland in some way, shape or form since the 20s, but... that did get interrupted at various stages.
Yes,
Over those years, but here we are.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to sort of make it sound negative. It's just that I often think about the diversity of kids and the wonderful latent talents that they do have that they don't get a chance to express. And the great thing about today is that no matter what a kid can do, they have a chance to express. I'm glad Ballet Ireland is that. But it's not the only thing. There's a few other things as well that have been sort of late coming to fruition, and that just seems to me to be one of them. Mm. But it's very, very successful now anyway, so that's the good thing. Before we talk about Ballet Ireland, and I want to talk about what's coming up now, because it's pretty soon. It's next Saturday. Carmen opens in Dublin. So tell us about that.
That's right. Carmen opens at Dreacht next Saturday, and we're really, really excited about that. It's a fantastic new production, so it's something that's totally different for our audiences, who would normally be expecting the more traditional, classical things like Swan Lake or Nutcracker, that type of thing. But, we're going to take them on a journey, so we want them to trust us. And let us take them on that journey into a place where they're going to taste a flavor of something that's a little bit more modern and a little bit more, dynamic and passionate. It's a fantastic story. It's an absolutely brilliant story, Carmen, so full of drama and color. Mm-hmm. And, of course, everybody is familiar with the Bizet music. Those themes are, it must be one of the most well-known operas ever written.
Is this the first time it's been done as a ballet?
It's not actually.
Because I remember, I remember the music, and as you say there, the music is absolutely fantastic in it. I mean, you come out, no matter where you see it, or even if you hear the recordings of it, and you're humming most of them. But mm-hmm. I'd never heard it done as a ballet before.
No, it has been done. Roland Petit did it for his wife, the ballerina Zizi Jeanmaire, many, mm-hmm. many moons ago. But actually, the particular score that we're using, the arrangement of Bizet's music by Chedron, was created back, it must be 40 years ago now, and he did that for his wife, Maya Plisetskaya, who was a Russian ballerina with the Bolshoi, who wanted Carmen to be created as a vehicle for her incredible talents. And she originally approached Shostakovich and then Kachaturian, just to fling a few names around, mm-hmm. To arrange a musical adaptation of Bizet's opera for her. And Kachaturian just didn't have the time. He suggested Shostakovich, who just said, ask her husband, he's terrific. So she did, and her husband, Chedron, created this incredible arrangement of the music, and that's the one that we're actually using. So it's not new, it's not, and it's not the first time the ballet has been done, but it isn't done very, very often.
Okay. So it's really fresh for Ireland, and it sounds like it's going to be very exciting.
Really fresh for Ireland, and actually, because the Chedron arrangement is only 45 minutes long, we wanted to make it a full-length ballet, so we brought in an Irish flamenco guitarist, John Walsh, in order to give us more music. So John will be playing live on stage every night, so parts of the score are added to with additional music and arrangements of the Bizet themes on flamenco guitar, so you get a very authentic, intense Spanish flavor.
Mm-hmm. And the story itself has as it has been done for the movie version, I think, in the 60s. The story's been updated again and to make it more relevant to today.
Indeed. And, you know, even if you go back to the original novella that was, you know, where the Carmen story started, it was written from the perspective of Jose as the condemned man. So really, he's not terribly reliable in terms of saying how terrible Carmen really was. Of course he was going to think she was awful and such a temptress, you know, because he'd murdered her. And he was looking for any excuse to blame her.
Yeah. Well, she said, if I remember the movie correctly, it was the story leaned sympathetically a bit towards her. I could be mistaken. It's a long time since I've seen it.
Yeah, she's a gypsy. She's gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. And she's not afraid to use her, shall we say, considerable charms to get what she wants. She was a poor gypsy and, you know, no one could have blamed her for that. Yeah. And normally Jose was a soldier who never would have got a look in, but she happens to get arrested for a bit of argy-bargy and he's the one she has to smile at in order to release her, and then something develops and then she gets tired of him and she moves on to the Torridor. And
it's great.
He can't have, he doesn't want anybody else to have.
It's an absolutely fantastic story. But just to go over it, this part now, the Drake, that's next Saturday. And it's a handy drive down the M50 there to Blanchardstown. But also, for those who want from around the area want to travel on the bus, they can go into the Gaiety on Tuesday and Wednesday of the following week.
Yeah, that's right. We're in Drift Saturday, and then the following week, the 5th and 6th of November, we are in the Gaiety on that beautiful stage in that beautiful theatre. So if anybody's in town, then just it's a hop and a step away.
Mm-hmm. And it's quite a long run. You're running right into December. I just see you have Bray and the Civic Theatre as well running into December. So it's a long run.
We are indeed. We're all over the country, actually. There isn't a single province that we don't get to. And, of course, this is going hand-in-hand, then side-by-side with our production of Nutcracker, which we do for a limited Gaiety run later on in November with the concert orchestra. So, you know, we're
going to be busy. But you'll be also, you're going pretty local, too, to the Helix, aren't you?
We are, and that's the 21st of December.
Okay. Now, just to talk about ballet in general, what I said at the outset, Ballet Ireland, it's a tough, rigid, austere career, isn't it, really, and how young would you have to be?
Well, most people start, I suppose, when they're about 5 or 6, that kind of age. There are people who start a little bit later. Generally, it tends to be the guys that start later because they don't often, you know, come to it quite as early, because it tends to be something that little girls start because of the whole princess thing. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I mean, it's tough, you know. We are essentially elite sports people, elite athletes, so we would have the same kind of tough regime that an athlete would have. So it's 8 to 10 hours a day of training, and, you know, you've got to watch your diet and ensure that you eat well and that you eat often. Mm-hmm. So it's hard. But on the other hand, it's something that you start when you're young, and the elements of discipline that come into it just come in bit by bit by bit by bit. Mm-hmm. So you absorb it all as you're going along, and it never feels like a sacrifice, because you get to make a living doing the thing that you absolutely adore, and that's amazing.
Yeah, I don't know if this is a strange question or not, but is it something that can be taught, or does it have to be an innate initial talent that just has to be fostered? Is that a silly question?
Well, no, it's an entirely legitimate question, because, you know, you cannot do ballet without the right physique to start with. Mm-hmm. So, you know, before you ever get to consider whether or not you'd like a career in dance, dance picks you first, and then you pick it. So you've got to have the physique, you've got to have, you know, the beautiful feet, you've got to have well-shaped legs, you've got to have proportions that are pleasing, etc. Then, of course, you have to be musical. And you have to have a sense of theatre, and you have to be theatrical, and you have to be a show off. You know, artists are not people who hide behind doors.
Okay, and I must say, I suppose the perception of ballet as well got a bit of a surge from the movie Billy Elliot, especially for boys.
Totally. And do you know what? We have had, over the last 10 years, we've had quite a number of male students have gone abroad to train professionally. And bit by bit, we hope that they will start to come back then and work with Ballet Ireland, because we are regularly producing ballet dancers in Ireland. It's just that because the company here is not yet a full-time company, i.e. a 12-month contract, dancers go abroad, they train, and they get work in companies abroad and stay there. So we never hear about them, and they don't have enough opportunity to be able to come home and dance on our stages here.
Okay, well, what does Ballet Ireland need then? I mean, more funding or bigger premises? Or I mean, it's like Olympic swimming pools for swimmers here, and or good tennis courts for the tennis players we want. It's like the boxers have been given some of the facilities, but it has to be the dedication there as well. But even with all the dedication in the world, you need help. Is that what Ballet Ireland needs? Because I'd love to see something like this sort of evolve much better, yeah.
We do need help. Now, that said, I have to say we do have great support at Arts Council level. I think that whenever, you know, the economy turns around a little bit more, I think the support is there and the willingness is there to give us more funding. It's just a question of actually having it at present. We have beautiful facilities. The company rehearse here in Dance House in the city centre, just off. It's on Foley Street. So it's a purpose-built building that was funded by the Arts Council and Dublin City Council to build. So it's a beautiful building for us to work in, so that, you know, we don't have an issue there. Yes, what would be nice is another theatre in Dublin to work in. The Gaiety is great, but it has a large auditorium to fill. And for smaller work, it would be nice to have a theatre that has a good-sized stage and a capacity in the auditorium of about 500 or something like that. That would be perfect.
Well, let's hope there's a benefactor listening that maybe will come across it, that we don't have to wait for the economy to take an upturn. But, I mean, it's people like yourself with the dedication, enthusiasm and zeal, indeed, that keeps it going and gives great an injection to the kids as well. So congratulations on that.
Absolutely.
Yourself, Anne.
And young people need that. You know, they have so many obstacles that they face these days with kind of our sedentary lifestyle, etc., etc. And it would just be such a fantastic thing if we could support and nurture the professional company, which is going to then inspire all the young people further, because if they can see that there's a career, a full-time career, a professional career that can be had in dance in Ireland, you know, sky's the limit. So it would be fab.
Well, as I say, congratulations on everything that you've done, Amber. I just want to give out the phone number is 700 7000, and you can book online. But what's the website then people can look up if they want to book? Because as I say, between Carmen and the Nutcracker and the different in the Drake this Saturday, that's the main one starting this Saturday. But you're running with both shows at different times, of course, the Helix and Bray and all over the place in Tallaght, right up into Christmas. So a website and people can get all the details.
Indeed they can. If they visit our website, www.balletireland.ie, they'll find the full list of performances there, and each of those will link and take them directly through to the websites of the theatres to book tickets. So couldn't be easier.
Couldn't be. And it's very, very, very cheap as well. And you have family tickets as well. It sounds wonderful. And I might try and get along to one of the shows myself when it gets a little bit nearer in the Helix. So maybe you might make it out on Saturday. You never know. Listen, congratulations, Anne, to yourself and to everyone in the company.
Thank you very much, Noel. It's very much a team effort.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye. Bye.